Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you know what's going on, Sam, right? People are going, man, I'm sick of that song. I've been hearing it for the last 3 weeks. You thought you were done with it. Not one more time. And I bring it up because I'm kind of confused with something. Is it Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game? How is it this song, he released this song, him and Quincy released this song on this date? Not before October 31st.
Okay.
They released the date, this song, on this date.
Not the video.
Now, I ain't saying nothing but the video.
Oh, the video.
The song Thriller was released worldwide on this date.
Okay.
In 83.
Wow.
It's just that it's after, it's post Halloween, right?
I was just
confused about that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is a Sunday morning, second day of November. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning. Happy November to everybody in Noonan.
All right,
we ain't talked about Noonan in a minute.
Yeah, Noonan, man, down in Coweta County. Shout out to everybody down that way.
And they've been, you know, it was a couple years ago we were, you know, hoping Noonan got out of, you know, they were dealing with some stuff down there, and it seems like they are flourishing now.
Yeah, they are. They are. Remarkable community, resilient community.
There you go.
Great folks down there.
Yeah, so that's just want to make sure that I got all this stuff out the way there. I want to make sure. We got some Clark Howard information at some point during the show I want to pass on. It has to do with if you're buying a one-way ticket, things you need to know.
Oh.
Yeah, man. I'm going to hook them up, but I know this is your time.
Where are you getting a one-way ticket? Where you?
You can't do that anymore because Everybody's getting ripped off, so airlines are making people prove that you bought the ticket if you're going one way. And if you bought it for – if grandma bought it for you, you got to get grandma to send you a copy of your – of her credit card that she used to buy the ticket.
Whoa.
People have been scamming airlines for, I guess, a while, doing it with people who have bought one-way tickets.
Wow.
So there's been a crackdown. So that's the information I need to pass on. If you bought a one-way ticket to something, you might get yanked out of line at Hartsfield and have to prove that you bought that ticket and show the credit card. And I know it sounds absurd, but that's the world we live in. It's the information age, right? Everybody's
scamming
and ripping off and doing stuff. So this is the pullback.
Wow.
So there you go.
I got
that information from Clark Howard, so I want to give him his due.
All right. We're going to do that. I'm sure he appreciates that.
Nah, he's sleeping.
Yeah. Right now, some college football scores from yesterday with teams, because a lot of teams were off this week, but one – punched their ticket to go bowling. We'll get into that in a moment. Of course, Georgia was a winner, beating Florida 24-20 yesterday. So the beat goes on for the Dogs. They get the win down, and the next time they play, they will not be in Jacksonville as they're going to take a two-year hiatus from playing the game in Jacksonville. My thing is, they come here to Atlanta. Where are they going to put RV City? Where are they going to put those RVs where those people dress up around Halloween and have a whole lot to sip on? I don't know where they're going to put those folk in downtown.
They'll figure it out.
You think so?
Well, they're going to have to.
There's no room, because RV City is right across the street from the stadium in Jacksonville.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, there's nothing they can get to that close to the stadium here, because either there's something being built on it right now You think about things. You, to me, the Gulch would be the area where it would be excellent for RV City if they were going to do it.
If they're, that's the key.
But that's not happening. You got stuff going on down there.
I was just going to say, and by November next year, ain't we thinking World Cup?
Yeah, with World Cup, but I mean, this game is still coming here.
I know, so I understand just, that, right. But I'm saying, so we don't, we're preparing. You notice the streets are nice and even now? When
well,
you
they're
come
gonna
through
do
downtown,
that, yeah.
They're
I mean,
taking care of everything.
Well, they're doing it, and they're doing it all night long.
Yes, they are.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yes,
all
they are.
All different times of day. They're probably out there doing it this morning. But I'm just saying.
The traditions, I get it.
For this particular area, I don't know how they're going to set that up. We'll see. The people who know, or people who do that on regular, they already know where it's going to be. They
exactly.
They probably already got that figured out.
Atlanta Motor Speedway, parking lot there.
That's a long way from
yeah,
playing
the game.
Yeah,
but if you got that whole 2.5 million square feet there, it'd take a couple laps.
Yeah, but that's a long
way
from
the
right. stadium.
You're right.
I'm just trying
to help
down
out.
There now.
Ah, shut
all up. Right. Georgia Tech, it finally caught up with falling behind, and they've fallen behind a number of times this season, and they were able to dig their way out. To me, it caught up with them with the NC State team that just would not let them back in the game. 48-30-36, and Georgia Tech was pretty defenseless last night, mm-hmm. if I could say a word. Defenseless. They weren't stopping anybody. They were just going up and down the field almost at will, talking about NC State and playing up at their place. It was their homecoming, NC State Wolfpack getting that win, and they had let me get some numbers here in this game because let's see what they did.
Which one are you looking for?
I was like, right here. I'm getting right here.
All right.
The guy who was doing most of the damage for them, the running back, was Bailey was
you talking about Scott? Jaden Scott.
Yep, Jaden Scott.
Yeah.
The kid was doing a lot of the damage for them last night. Stockbridge, the guy, is up there talking about the guy. Yeah.
Another piece of talent going out of the state, huh?
Homeboy, and he ends up going up there and has the monster game against Georgia Tech last night. So NC State gets to win. Tech, the thing about Tech is they're still on track for everything they want.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's one loss. They're still on track to play in the conference championship game. They're still on the hunt for the college football playoff. And they're still in the hunt for a game against Georgia that's still going to be the one that's the most important Georgia Tech game we've seen in years, I think, still. It's still on track for that.
Let me ask you a question. And this has nothing – I'm basing this question on what – we're talking about here and Georgia Tech, but I don't mean this for that particular team. I'm talking about college overall versus the NFL. Because when something like this happens to a team that I care about, I take a page from the 85 Bears in that what they said was the best thing that happened to them that season was getting railroaded by Dan Marino in Miami and having that one loss during the season, not toward the end of the season. Yeah. It was like everything got to be recalibrated. And my question to you is, who is more accepting of, you know, when something like this happens? Or, excuse me, who falls into complacency, would you say, a little bit easier when it comes to having an undefeated streak like this? Is it the pros or is it the colleges? And then who would recuperate better? Because both of them have to do – the two coaches got to do some coaching now. Because Brent Key, his voice could have been falling on some stale ears because, listen, coach, we know what we're doing. Look, we're 7-0 and all this sort of stuff.
And the master of this was Mike Krzyzewski at Duke. Mm-hmm. He never minded losing a game right before he went into the conference tournament. You beat him that last couple of weeks of the regular season, he's got his team where he wants them.
Right.
He's going to tune these dudes up for the tournament, right? And so that's what's happening here.
Brent Key gets to coach again and gets to
coach him this week and remind him and some things going into the last two conference games into this Georgia game. You know, if he thinks with that type of mentality, he's got this team right where he wants them right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all nice and well and good if you're going to have the perfect undefeated regular season, but sometimes you need something to get some people tweaked and get everybody's attention and get everybody on the same page just to regroup, right?
There are those who will walk into traffic saying this is what happened to that New England Patriots team who went undefeated and didn't have that loss. And then they ran into, of all people, Eli Manning and the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Twice and both times. Well, one wasn't off an undefeated season, but the fact that they ran through the season the way they did, Randy Moss is catching, Tom Brady's throwing everything.
And a lot of people will say, though, the difference, though, is that the professional level, and you're supposed to come ready every week anyway, because my dad used to say, ain't them other guys getting paid too? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a right. So I mean, to me, but I get what you're saying too. At the same time, but we'll see what Georgia Tech does going forward. Other games around the state, Mercer is 7-1. The Bears, they beat Furman 52-28. Final score. Valdosta State got a win over West Alabama 45-35. They're 4-4 in the year. Albany State continues to roll. They beat Savannah State 21-18. Albany State 8-1. Shout out Maria Boynton, Dr. Maria Boynton. That's her folks down in Albany doing well. Morehouse falls to Allen 28-17. Allen beats the House. Berry is 7-1. Berry beats Center 31-13. CAU falls to Kentucky State 43-28. Fort Valley gets a win. That's been rare for them this season. They beat Miles 24-14. LaGrange is rolling this season. 49-20 winners over Greensboro. And I mentioned the teams that weren't playing yesterday had the day off. Was West Georgia, Georgia State, Georgia Southern didn't play. Kennesaw State didn't play. But Kennesaw State played back Tuesday night. And if you missed it, folks, the Owls won. They beat UTEP to get 6-2. And with that sixth win, they get the first bowl invite. They'll be bowl eligible for the first time ever in program history, in school history. Talk about people excited. It was a little chilly out there, man. A little cold out there. But people are very excited and that they're going to go. Shout out to Coach Jerry Mack and his staff. Talk about first year on the job, dealing with a roster. A lot of people hit the transfer portal. He had to recruit the transfer portal. And it has all come together and worked for this team. Now, they got some tough games going forward. They still got to play Jacksonville State, and they still have to go up to Liberty. Those are going to be tough games, but they've already said that. Now, they don't know which bowl game they're going to go to. Conference USA is tied into a number of bowl games. One is the Bahamas Bowl. Problem with the Bahamas Bowl, they're working on a stadium in the Bahamas, so they're going to play the game in the States.
What?
I think when they go play a Bahamas Bowl and you're playing somewhere. Oh. I think they played it in Spartanburg last year.
Oh, I'd be mad as you know what. You could have played that in the Bahamas. You got more than one football field in Nassau.
Well, they play football down there.
They got soccer. 82 soccer stadiums you could convert.
That's what they're working on down there. I said, what? And so there are other ones there. There's Shreveport. There's a possibility. A representative from the Cure Bowl, which is Orlando, was at the game. That was good to see them. There's also a chance for the Hawaii Bowl. You know, I mean, so if you're going for your first ever bowl trip, you know, there are a lot of different bowls that Conference USA is tied in. Don't know where, but the folks out Kennesaw can pack their bags and get ready to go bowling. Yeah. Matter of fact, the post-game celebration in the locker room, somebody brought a bowling ball in. They were going bowling. First time doing it, man. It's exciting.
Now, would you try and, you know, call in a favor for that credential if they go to Hawaii?
If they go to Hawaii, yeah. We'll see if we can swing that. That would be nice, right? We'll see what happens. Yeah. Those are some of the things, local stuff. Oh, also, no high school football next Friday night. We got a bye week because you wanted to play your championship games in the bins, right?
Right.
So you got to play when the bins is available.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody now, the end of the regular season was Friday night. No games this week. But you got to try to keep your team fresh because the playoffs are starting the following week. Odd stuff happening, but y'all want to play in the bins, that's what we got to do in order to do that. Just explaining why there's no football games this Friday night.
You know what I noticed this past week? I was flipping around, and I didn't watch the whole thing, but I was just looking, and there was a commercial for Netflix or one of the streaming services after I saw this. Game Day went to commercial, and this other commercial came on, and it occurred to me, I never thought about this before. You know who Nick Saban looks like?
No.
Humphrey Bogart. Now take a second and think about that. Think about that for a second. I was like, hang on a second. Saban looks like Humphrey Bogart. Do you see it?
I guess I can see that a little bit now.
I don't know if anybody's
ever told him that, but, you know, yeah. He got a little of that working.
He had that, man. I'm bringing that to the show. Anyway, coming up next, are you ready to find out just what to expect as we talk about, you just talking about high school football and other things like that. Basketball.
It's about to get started,
and this man will be on up one side of the state and down the other, letting us know what we need to know. Kyle Sandy joins us next from Sandy Spiel. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I got, you know, just bittersweet when I hear this man's voice. Because may you rest in peace, lost Meatloaf, but I took him deep in a softball game.
You are quite proud of that.
I am really proud of that because he fancied himself as a – and he was. He was a decent softball player. But when he came to town, you know, the radio stations would play softball with these guys, and he was the leader – he was the pitcher of his team and his road crew. And he thought he was, Nolan Ryan up there. I really did enjoy him. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. On this November the 2nd, thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. The first appearance of this young man. Fresh guy. I hope he's wearing a brand new fresh bow tie, probably heading to church sometime soon here.
You think he's got the bow tie on this early?
Well, I'm just assuming if he's going to church.
Yeah, okay.
But then again, maybe somebody in the house that – it's making him put the bow tie on.
We don't know, man.
We don't know. Let's ask him as we welcome Kyle Sandy in for this first appearance of the 2025-26 basketball season.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sam and Greg. How have you been? It's been too long.
We have missed you. We have asked about you. I don't know if your ears have ringed from time to time. Anytime we venture into high school sports and basketball comes up, you know, Sam reminds us that we'll be hearing from you when basketball season comes around. And we wonder how life is now that you're a newly minted married man, too.
Yes, married man, father of two. The twins are nearly 3 months old.
I told you there was a baby coming last time we talked to him.
Yeah, right.
He doubled up on twins.
Yeah. You got your backcourt there, man. Which one is running point and which one's shooting?
Yeah, we gotta figure that out right now. We want them to be as versatile as possible. So front court one position, back court the next position. That's what we're working on right now.
Between him and Terrell, we got a full team.
Man, all right.
I'm telling you now, man. We got, and Saylor will be right there in the middle.
How about that?
She'll be running things.
Calvin, it's great to catch up with you. It's getting to be that time as we head for playoff time for the fall sports. The winter sports for high school are kicking in, and you've been really, really busy. If you go to Sandy Spiel, and by the way, he is social. You can always find him at CalSandy355, CalSandy355. And you already have your preseason rankings already out for both the boys and the girls, and it's a whole lot of interesting stuff. There's some of the usual suspects, but some different characters too.
Yes, you're right about that. The usual suspects. It feels like it's always that way, especially in our largest classification, Wheeler, number one on the boys' side. I mean, I haven't checked the national rankings yet, but I would have to assume that's a team that's easily slotted top 15 in the nation. Wheeler's just so completely loaded top to bottom. Colbin Landrieu, their best player, just committed to play at UConn. They got Kevin Savage, a junior guard that's continuing to pick up more and more steam among high majors. They got an Ole Miss commit, and Jaron Salisbury transferred in from Norcross. So this team is stacked to the gills with talent. So it's going to be very interesting to see if anyone in the state can knock off Wheeler this year. But they're definitely the team to beat in that high classification. And then on the girls' side, the bigger classifications, it's a little bit more open. We talk about the usual suspects and maybe some new faces, especially on the girls' side. I mean, Newton, they won the state championship last year, but North Paulding, they're trying to knock on the door and finally get over the hump to win the state title. You got Buford, a familiar face that's always right there at the end trying to vie for a state title. So I think it's going to be very competitive on the girls' side, especially in that highest classification. But on the boys' side, I think everybody to a man that follows high school basketball can agree that everyone's chasing Wheeler.
I'm looking at the girls 4A, and I'm looking at those top four right now, and I think that's simply remarkable. I mean, Creekside is there. Marist, we know what they're playing with. We know what North Oconee brings, and Kale is always in the conversation. But that, to me, that looks to be a pretty strong classification for girls right now is your 4A.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one, especially when you talk about pretty much, I mean, you could argue the two best players in the entire state, regardless of classification, lie in that class 4A with CeCe Dennis at Creekside, won the state title last year, obviously, 32-0. And then Marist, the Gatorade Player of the Year, and Kate Harpering, who averaged over 32 points, 10 rebounds, you know, 5 assists, just the video game numbers, and she's already committed to play at North Carolina. Those two teams, of course, met in the Final Four last year. Creekside was able to win by about 10 or 12 points or so. But, yeah, those two, you got superstar power there. And then you look at those other teams, Kell's super balanced. North Oconee with Lolly Willis, who's just committed to Texas A&M. Corpus Christi, she's a very good prospect, and she has a lot of talent around her with some Georgia Bulldog flair. We got Leah Pollock, of course, her father, David Pollock, Georgia Bulldog, and then Kate Bobo. If you know that last name and you like college football, you would know it. You would know that name, right? As well. Yeah, so there's a lot of talent over there at North Oconee.
Kyle Sandy joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Somebody goes to your website, Sandy Spiel, and it is a very busy, very thorough website, and they scroll down a little bit, and I'm seeing something that I didn't know anything about, so I'm sure maybe some of our listeners didn't know about. Could you explain East Jackson Showcased Evaluations? What are the East Jackson Showcased Evaluations, and why are they needed? Please, sir.
Yeah, so I love to go to camps, individual player camps, to evaluate players and see what's going on there. So East Jackson over here in Jackson County, Coach Mosley decided to hold a free camp for seniors in the area and surrounding areas to come get some skill work done and play in front of a couple college coaches and get some evaluations by myself and other members of media there so they can go onto the website, tune in and say, okay, this is what I did well, this is what I might need to work on, and they could hold on to that and share that with college coaches or do whatever they see fit with that. So it's just another opportunity. Whenever I write evaluations on players, it's just an opportunity for exposure and to kind of see maybe what someone of my standing thinks of their game, and they could share that, like I said, with other people in the media, college coaches, their own coaches, just something to put out there to get their name out there, especially in this day and age of social media. And it's so important to be, active on there and just be seen
they can kind of grab whatever I say and kind of use that in whatever fashion they want.
Okay, two things. One is, I love the fact that you, this is your first time on the show this season, and you already started to flex by saying things like that people are at my level, or what was it?
I didn't mean it like that, Greg.
Yeah, no, it was great, though. We love that. But I want to give you a chance to vent if you feel a need to, because I don't want Sam to say this and ask us. He did this earlier. So you were talking about these high school players being seen by college players. Now, this isn't the same.
By college coaches, excuse me.
And there was probably the top college coach on the women's side here in town. Sam talked about it earlier in the show. He is railing because not a lot of people knew that Dawn Staley was in town. I didn't know about it. Noelle didn't know about it. And she's here doing an exhibition. But the fact that Dawn Staley is here is much like Coach K is going to be in Atlanta doing this, that, and the other thing. That would be broadcast everywhere, right? Did you hear about the Dawn Staley appearance? Did you hear about Dawn being in town?
I was too busy feeding these babies over here with these bottles and this milk and cleaning up all this spit up. So I some of that stuff that's not in the right directly in front of my face, high school level, kind of can slip through the cracks. But yes, you would. That's like the Pope coming to town, right? With these big time coaches being here, you would think that that's a great opportunity to go see her, take a photo with her. But yes, Dawn Staley, she her name carries a lot of weight in the world of women's basketball.
Yeah, and that was the case. Just a missed opportunity. But that's that, right? That's what we're talking about. Folks, spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Cal Sandy, getting set for this high school basketball season. There are a number of tip-off events. You involved with a tip-off event?
Something? Yeah, the Sandy Spiel Tip-Off Classic. I actually have one. Yeah, come on. 11:15 at Sequoia, my alma mater. Do you believe that? The first time going back to Sequoia to host an event, and it's a 10-year anniversary of our team making it to the state playoffs, I think. Something like that. It's been, 10 years? What is it? 2010 is when I graduated. We're 2015, so no. How many years is that? 15 years? That's insane. Yeah, but yes, I'll be back at the War Lodge, and we have some basketball being played.
Really? So who are we going to see out there? You know who's showing up?
You know, I think the headline game has to be at that, let's see, let me tell it to you right, that 4 p.m. time slot, Sequoia Lady Chiefs first, your Jackson County Lady Panthers.
Oh.
Coach Sandy bringing the Panthers, a team that won 19 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
Very tough non-region schedule, going to go into the War Lodge and compete against a team that has some Division I talent, and Carly Bass and Jaden Welchill and all these great players over there at Sequoia. So that's a big one. But other great teams, South Paulding Boys versus Pickens, Johns Creek Boys versus Walker, Pickens Girls versus Lamar County, Etowah Girls versus Hillgrove, Sequoia versus Jackson County, as we mentioned. And then we finish it up, Sequoia Boys, primetime, 5:30 versus the Heritage School out of Noonan, as I heard you guys talking about Noonan earlier, so you get to see that community in action.
Fantastic. Look at this. And where's this going to be again? It's going to be at Sequoia.
This is going to be at Sequoia, November 15th, starting at 10 a.m. We got, what is that, 6 games, 3 boys games, 3 girls games.
Look at that. Look at this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. He just lit something up for me.
He's got
like a built-in excuse this year now.
Why?
See, anytime we get on something, I ask him something, and he don't know nothing about it, he can blame it on the baby's throwing up.
Oh, yeah, man.
Hey, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how I feel about that. He just teed that up there. No, I didn't hear nothing about that. I had the kids.
Way to go, Pops.
Wait, they're only 3 months. They're 3 months old, so you got about maybe another year. One more Halloween, you probably get away with not having to attend until you got to make yourself available on October 31st.
No. We were out in the streets already just, 2 days ago? We were out in the streets for Halloween.
Really?
You didn't see the photos? So you didn't see the family photos and all the candy we collected?
No, I was busy with Jesse.
Wow!
So what were they this year? What did you dress them as? As you walked and carried them?
Do you know Disney movies? Hopefully, you know Disney flicks better than I do. Do you know about Disney movies? Have you heard of these?
Well, tell me which ones.
Which one?
The Little Mermaid.
I know the Little Mermaid. Down by the sea. Down by the sea.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool, man.
So what were? So she was. Was it Ariel?
Coach Sandy was Ariel. I was someone named Prince Eric, I believe. And then the children were Sebastian and Flounder, a crab and a little fish.
Yeah. That's right.
Nice.
Down by the sea. By the way, you know the guy who sang that song, Down by the Sea, was the dude who was the purple grape in the Fruit of the Loom commercials.
Really?
Oh, really?
You think I'm kidding? He's the guy who got that job, man. All right, well, listen.
I'm picturing somebody singing in underwear, but that's okay. Kyle,
we ain't talking about Vegas. We're just talking about St. Fairmont Street.
Oh, man.
Kyle, listen, congratulations on everything. Thank you. Everybody who's listening right now, this dude he's family.
Yeah.
He comes on here. He'll be here every week for the next.
And we're so happy for him.
9 months or whatever.
It's the road to Macon and Bucky's once again. Mm-hmm. One more year.
That's right.
No, Wild Wings. That's the only thing that's open down there, right?
No, man, we made the side trip to Bucky's when we were down there for the state championship. Okay. And I guess this is going to be the last one down there, right? At least that's what we're saying. Maybe.
Is that true?
Wow, I don't know.
That changed things up. I've heard a lot of scuttlebutt over the years, but until it actually happens, I'll believe it when that happens.
All right. We'll do that. We'll keep an eye on that when we check with you this
season.
Start
telling the twins about their uncle Greg and Sam as early as possible, please.
Hey, they're listening right now. They're in the nursery right now. I told Mom to turn it on the Odyssey app to tune in and hear you guys. So the family stuff is already beginning, so they love it.
Morning.
For the twins?
Morning.
Good morning, Georgia. There
we go.
I dialed it back a little bit. All right, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, Kyle, as always. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
There you go. Kyle Sandy out there. Now, he had him in the stroller.
Yeah.
Dressed up.
And for Halloween. How nice.
That's nice.
That's cool.
That's probably a cool moment for the whole family.
Those pictures will follow them the rest of their lives.
Yes, they will. All right, we're going to tell you about the money flying through the air coming up next. Got a fresh casting call. And Noelle, I don't know what she's got, but she got something. She's going to join us. And remember, D-Led getting a set for Falcons and Patriots today. He's joining us about 8:20 or so. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, second day of November. This is one of those you want to just let it track because you know it's about to come around the corner and they're going to start popping, but you just got to let it just kind of flow there. Anyway, I'm going to send you guys to 92.9thegame.com/castingcall to see job opportunities there. And also get cast with Greg on X and see the money flying through the air. Everybody, hold your breath for 1 second. Oh, Tina's going to hold that out there. Anyway, you can reach out to me, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. If you have any questions about how to submit yourself okay. I feel better now. I had to let that go. If you got any questions about how to submit yourself for any of these job opportunities, yes, you hear it is slow, but it is stuff going on throughout the state. I've been getting reports from people downstate that are telling me about projects that are being shot down there. So I think that there are people who are trying to fill the void of some of the folks who left. We'll see how that plays out. But I do want to tell you about a need that I've never had before on the casting call. I've never had a Michael. I never had a Bruno. I've never had Jay-Z. I've never had any. You can think of the top, Rihanna, nothing. But there is a need for the first time for a Taylor Swift lookalike.
Whoa.
This week.
There's got to be somebody who does that, though.
You got to be comfortable singing, playing guitar, all of that. You got to be Taylor Swift. And this is from Destination Casting. It is for a YouTube series.
Okay.
So that's on the casting.
I can believe that.
That's on the casting call this week. Hey, and also, she's going to come in here in a second. I got to apologize to Noelle because I actually gave her the wrong Tina Turner song there to play. So I was looking.
What?
Yeah. Well, it was not the live version. It was the other version should have played because that pops a lot quicker. So you have the Tina Turner. You have Tina Turner. You have the Taylor Swift lookalike need on the casting call. But there is also needs for those of you who want to be a part of a photo and video shoot. That's going on. Everybody is making adjustments from the traditional movies and TV shows. While there's a need for those, these casting directors are finding projects to keep the lights on, to just venture down different roads. So this is Ava Grace casting. You haven't heard Ava Grace on the casting call a lot.
Yes.
So there is a need for, like I said, video and photo shoot, people for those. There is a need for a retiree. Haven't had retirees in a while.
Okay.
So this is kind of an interesting casting call so far. Taylor Swift lookalike, retirees, and I got one more that you wouldn't expect being on there. I don't know if I've ever asked for a bluegrass band.
We got some of them around here.
Okay. Well, you need to give them a call. Tell them that Rose Locke is doing All the Sinners Bleed, and they are looking for a real three-piece bluegrass band.
Three-piece or bluegrass band wearing a three-piece?
No, they said a real three-piece bluegrass band.
Oh, you mean going through the drive-thru and you want a three-piece?
See, you're messing with me now because I'm thinking of a jazz band as a three-piece. I wouldn't even know how many members of a bluegrass band would make it a bluegrass band.
You can go through the drive-thru, get a three-piece, and they give you a biscuit and two sides.
Oh, man, that was homecoming for my first one. Pay that puppy
Noel.
Shirt. What's it got a two-piece in the Carrollton?
Three-piece. You can go to Carrollton, Noel knows the spot we go to in Carrollton.
Anyway, Destination Casting is also looking for those of you that are fearless and confident for a project they have coming up. We talk about this every week. Cab Casting is doing the 106 in sports. You went out there.
Yep.
You saw Cam Newton and Ashley Nicole Moss. They're doing their show.
Tapings are
every Monday at 3 p.m.
And you can go and watch it.
Yeah, and I've got you hooked up as far as how you can RSVP for free tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So those needs are there. And if you go past that one, On Location Casting has a need for, remember last week it was winter sport athletes, skiers, hockey players, skaters, figures, and they still have a need for that. But this one is Olympic fans. So this is obviously all around Winter Olympics, and they need people to be fans.
Okay.
Sitting on your behind, yelling, screaming.
It's winter sports, though. I think you better have a nice coat or a parka.
That's where the acting comes in, because it may be warm where you're at. You got to act like it's cold.
Like it's cold, right?
There you go. Again, the list is up at Get Cast with Greg on X and also 929thegame.com/castingcall. If you got any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. All right, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Sunday, November 2nd. I'm going to cut up this casting call segment and offer the rest of it to our wonderful producer, Noel, because we normally, when we get the four-hour show, and by the way, when we come back, that will be the case. Our next show is a four-hour show.
Wow.
We'll be on until 10 o'clock.
Okay. And that's the week after next.
Yeah. And that has to do with the Falcons and when they play and all that sort of stuff. So when we do the four-hour show, we do the casting call segment, and we got time for a standalone segment with Noel.
Which is always a joy.
And just like hang on tight.
Because we get to hear.
Good morning.
All right, now.
What'd I tell you?
That's what I'm talking about.
He was waiting on that.
You know what happened earlier this morning, Greg?
What's that?
And Sam doesn't even know this happened.
Uh-oh.
Sam threw his first dart this morning.
Okay, I kind of think I know what you're talking about, but what are you referring to?
Well, if you and the rest of our listeners, you know, ever check in on The Intersection on Thursday nights, you know, that me and Jason and Miles end the show throwing darts at things or people or places, you know, nouns, that we don't like. And Sam threw a dart at whoever set up this South Carolina-North Carolina-Auburn matchup. So, congratulations, Sam. You have thrown.
Without mentioning the name, too. That makes it even worse. Because everybody knew who he was talking about without mentioning the name of the people who were the problem.
I mean, you know, we all know that, you know, teams have handlers and how these things are supposed to work. So, somebody somewhere dropped the ball. And I am going to continue that and throw a dart. We're going to pretend like it's Thursday, actually Friday at 1 a.m., and we're going to throw another dart, and I am going to throw it at Ja Morant, because what are we doing?
Yeah,
what are we doing?
We're throwing a javelin. We ain't throwing a dart, because the three of us are in this.
Give us a sound effect. Give us a sound effect. There we go. That's exactly what we got.
Man, right. I saw that too. You know how I feel about Ja Morant as a player. But
all right, Noel.
So we're gonna do this like The Intersection, and we're going to print out a picture. We're going to print out a Grizzly number 12 jersey.
Okay.
And that is the picture.
Oh, look at this.
Well, yeah, this is the picture. Thursday night. This is
we are going to throw the dart at. So three darts.
All right, let's put that up.
Put that up on the dartboard. That's the exactly. That's three darts at Ja Morant, because what are we doing?
Let me aim really good here. Let me get a good aim at this thing.
Yeah, y'all got better sounds than YouTube. Yeah. We need to package that up and put that on YouTube and sell it.
This is why my grades were never at that level. I spent all my time doing noises in the back.
But look at you now.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's some of the most profitable stuff going on the internet right now, Greg. Yeah. You was ahead of the curve.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, everybody in the world wants Ja Morant to succeed. The Grizzlies want him to succeed. The league in the overall sense want him to succeed. Mm-hmm. Nike got a lot of money on him succeeding. What are we doing? Why are we throwing these jabs in the media with the reporters when they're asking you questions? Go ask the coach. I don't know. I don't, like, what are we doing to the point that you got to be suspended for a game? Like, how does that help you in the Western Conference?
Let me ask you a question. How much do you think what we're looking at with him this particular year has to do with the fact that he got a new coach? And somebody with that kind of talent has to have a coach he respects. That's all I'm saying. This has been my experience in watching great players throughout this time. And if they have a certain kind of talent and they have a certain kind of demeanor, they need that. It's like the best thing that could have happened, and we now know this because he has said it publicly, but the best thing that could have happened to somebody like Allen Iverson was Larry Brown.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think Ja Morant needs, if that person even exists.
Well, and it's interesting because usually in basketball – we see teams kind of acquiesce to what the star player, you know, wants out of a coach or whatever the situation is. And they're kind of sending out a signal like, you know, we need you to try to go along and get along with this situation.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, how that plays out.
Because the last coach, that's why he's gone, because they said he lost the locker room. So does that mean that everybody else on the team is following? If Ja don't get along with the coach, nobody else on the team is going to get along with the coach. That's the question that's hanging there, right?
Yeah.
And we all are shaking our heads because we hate to see this talent fall through the cracks year after year and him just not being happy. Because when he's playing happy and he seems to be content, we see things, we see Ohtani-like things from this dude. And when him and Ant-Man and everything, I'm just saying the young talent in this league right now is special. And I'm looking forward to the next 2, 3, 4 years, and I want him to be a part of it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, that draft pick is that draft class right now, or at least the top of it, is just kind of iffy for all kind of outside reasons than what's on the court, right? Like, you got one that can't quite stay in enough shape to really show you what he can do for enough of a season to matter, and the other one got too much head stuff going on to really reach his potential of what he can do. Because I'm a big Ja Morant fan, but that's, you know, on the court, you know, doing dunks and all the stuff that he can do, not, you know, whatever else is going on.
All right. But before we leave this conversation, so long we're in a basketball conversation, me and everybody else that listens to this show that knows you want to know what you feel about the news we got this past week with Trey.
Best case scenario for a situation that is not very awesome at all. This was a team that had a huge caveat over his head coming into the season, right? If they are healthy. Mm-hmm. And we ain't seen it yet. Now, it's early, which is good, but it's early, but that's also one of the things that makes us a little antsy around here. Because you want to see it. You want to see it get off to a really good start. And even though they have started to pick up some wins, starting to look better, it looks like Dyson has found the shot. That's a lot better.
Yeah.
But you don't want to hear, you know, Trey may be gone for a month. Because they're saying another MRI in a month. So that's at least a month of no Trey.
So it's 4 weeks right now, right?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. So that's at least a month of no Trey. And you already were playing backup point guard by committee. So this is going to be interesting.
It will be. It will be. And it will test the flexibility and test the depth of this roster, because that was the thing they were really excited about, the depth that they had.
Exactly.
And the versatility is going to be tested really soon. I'm sure that's not what the coach wanted to do, or the Falcons or the Hawks staff. They wanted it to be a gradual thing. But here they are right at the start of the season, and we're going to test that depth and that flexibility right away.
And if you want to know more about how I feel about your Hawks, your Falcons, and everything else going on in this Lemony Snicket series of unfortunate events Sports City we are in, check us out after Thursday Night Football on The Intersection. We will be here on the corner of sports and everything else.
Throwing darts.
There you go.
You better know it.
I got to work on my darts out. And you can hear, by the way, that Hawks game, they are at Cleveland tonight. It's going to be down on V103. Pre-tip at 5:30, tip at 6. But before all that, you know we, Sam and I, are the opening act for a full day of NFL action. We got Falcons at New England, and that pregame starts at 11, kick at 1. But, of course, the Wade Ford tailgate show starts at 9 straight up with Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick. And so we are walking you right up to there, and they are going to break down this game and tell you what you need to know, everything you need to know about what Josh McDaniel is doing up there in New England and turning Drake May into a conversation. Like, he is now part of the upper echelon of the young gun quarterbacks, which nobody saw coming. But we got into this earlier. There's some guys who are just made to be coordinators, and there are some guys who are made to be head coaches. And Josh McDaniel seems to be one of the all-time great offensive coordinators.
Right.
And he's doing his thing up there in New England. So those guys will talk about that coming up at 9. Meantime, heading into the 8 o'clock hour, somebody who knows a little bit about this Falcons team, D. Orlando Ledbetter. He will be joining us. It is Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.